We have one final presenter. It's going to be Dr. Keith Elder, and his topic is African American men's rating of healthcare and its impact on healthcare utilization. And we will be wrapping up by 4 o'clock.
I'm Keith Elder, and the rest of the team, I'll introduce the team first. Zoo, I won't butcher Zoo's name, but she's a candidate. I mentor her at UAB, but she's now an assistant professor at Governor State University. Jacqueline Wilshire is faculty at FAMU, and Crystal Piper is faculty at University of North Carolina, Charlotte. And the title of this quick talk will be African American men's rating of healthcare and its actual impact on non-emergency room visits. This project was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, particularly the New Connections part of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. So I know the common theme of most of what this section has talked about is a few studies on African American men. Really, what do we know about us as black men? Well, not very much. And largely, what we've done in the past, we tend to categorize black women and black men together. But I use this quote quite a lot. I don't really, the Bible says, well, whom can you compare me? Well, whom are you comparing black men? Are you saying we're more like black women or more like white men? The literature says we're probably not like either one. So this group is we're quite different. So the Kellogg Foundation about 15, 16, 17 years ago noted that we were in term crisis with our health as black men. If you think about the morbidity and mortality related to the health of black men, if you move from hypertension to prostate cancer, the mortality related heart disease mortality is 30% higher for black men. Stroke mortality is 60% higher for black men. Diabetes mortality is 200% higher for black men. Prostate cancer mortality is 240% higher. So if I made 240% higher than my coworker, that would be quite nice. So, but in reverse of health, that's not very good. Actually, it's pretty bad. So this is what I've been trying to tease out lately to build the science around what we know, particularly about us as black men. And so the interesting point here is the Institute of Medicine noted a really interesting. If you want to, quality should be foundation as related to healthcare because it has potential to improve or lead to favorable outcomes. Now, we know this, the literature is quite replete that ethnicity and socioeconomic status is related to quality, meaning that if you're poor or black, you're more likely to have, report, or receive lower healthcare quality. And this is interesting from perspective as well. Overall, about 56% of blacks are poor or near poor. But when you think about us as black men, about close to 7 out of 10 are poor or near poor. So this has larger implications as it relates to ethnicity and healthcare quality. And as a transition to the interactions as it relates to the healthcare experience overall, blacks are more likely to report, as we know, the literature is pretty clear on this as well, report interactions that mistreatment, disrespect in a medical care, medical encounter. Even when they have insurance, black men, we're more less likely to visit a provider. And secondly, even when we're in poor health, we're less likely to go in for health care visits. So we have some issues here. In the two studies that have largely looked at this found, Morales et al. Found that there were actually no differences in how between blacks and whites as it relates to health care experiences. The other study by Lurie et al. Found that blacks are actually to rate their health care higher than whites, but the problematic issue was that there seems to be a lower access to health care and lower utilization of health care services. So how is this significant? Well, Weissman believes if we want to improve healthcare processes and healthcare quality, we need to do gender-specific analysis. Like I said earlier, men are not like women, and blacks tend to be not like whites in some cases. So I've been advocating pushing for more race and gender-related analysis because we know that women tend to rate their interactions better than men, and they tend to be more satisfied with their healthcare than men overall. So the overall objectives of this study, because this hasn't been done, so how do actually black men, how do we rate our health care, our provider, our health care experience, what are our utilization merit measures, how do we access health care? And secondly, the physician, as we know, can have a significant impact on how folks engage in health-seeking behavior. So I wanted to examine one of the predictors for ratings of the personal doctor, and secondarily, how do these ratings impact primary health care visits. So this, I use consumer assessment health plans. It's particularly good for this study because it allows you to examine patient experiences from the provider, the healthcare experience overall, and actually from customer service. So CAHPS gives a comprehensive assessment of the experience, because we know the experience can be impacted from what you hear on the phone from the person who you're talking to you enter the physician's office, to the administrative staff, to actually when you get back to engage with your provider. I had an analytic sample of slightly over 12,000 observations of black men than 18 years of age. So the theoretical underpinning, which most journals always say, it's just adding space, it has no relevance. But I'm using Anderson's behavioral model as the theoretical underpinning because it allows you to examine why groups use healthcare services, which is important. I didn't include my conceptual model because it usually tanks when I use it. So the variables of interest are the ratings of provider health plan, healthcare overall, access and utilization measures, and as well as the endpoint primary office visits. So some of the main explanatory variables here are, again, rating of your physician, your healthcare plan, should be specialist, I removed that, but specialist as well. And these are composites, meaning four or five questions went into to building these questions. Did you get the care you needed? Did you get it quickly? How was your communication with your physician? As well as how was your experience with your medical staff and customer service as well. Some of the control variables were age, health status, how long have you been in your plan, as well as education level. So the analysis overall, it's in descriptive. I did means that were adjusted by health status, age, length of enrollment, as well as plan. I used this thing, XT-MIX, it's multi-level modeling that allows you to study effects that may vary by groups. The cluster here is plans, so I expected some clustering by healthcare plan, so the reason for using XT-MIX or multi-level modeling. So overall, about 66% of the men were 45 and older. About 27% had 4 years, a four-year college degree or more, and we know this group is different from most men. Most black men comes to BS or greater is less than 7%. So this group is already telling us it may not be like nationally like men overall. What I found interesting is almost 87% of us reported our health status as good to excellent, which again, this is a good group of folks. Which may speak to continuity of services. Over 50% have been in their plan for 5 years or longer. Now, as we talk about the adjusted ratings, really, what do you think about your doctor? Are you getting the care you need quickly? Do you have a personal doctor? Most men actually rated this 80 and above. I transformed this from a 0 to 10 scale to 0 to 100. But again, most, above 80, which, 8 out of 10 on an exam, I think a student is doing well. I don't really know what that means as it relates to healthcare. We really don't know what a rating of 80 out of 100 means. But the problematic issue, it could be males, or overall, but 60% says they're not getting care they believe quickly enough. But what I did find encouraging that over 80% had a personal doctor. Less than 1 out of 4 had no healthcare visits within the last 12 months, which is okay. About another 1 out of 4 use an emergency room at least once in the last 12 months. Again, another encouraging thing, those who need a specialist, 47%, over 98% actually saw a specialist. So again, some really encouraging things. Now, as it relates to physician rating, what are the things what are predictors of variables associated with you rating your physician favorably? As you can see here, some interesting thing is some of the things are under physician controls, like doctor communication, but the other things are more processes, like your healthcare plan, meaning that if you believe your healthcare is good overall, as your healthcare moves one unit or increases one unit, your rating of your physician moves up by one, almost one, or half a 0.5. As your healthcare plan, as that rating moves one unit or increases one unit, your rating of your physician increases by 0.04. But the strongest predictor of physician rating, as contrary to belief, men do like to talk and like to be engaged, is doctor communication. This is really strong here. As compared to the lowest level of communication, as that communication increases by one unit, ratings increased by 0.9 or actually 1 or 1.25. That's pretty strong stuff. Now, what I possibly didn't understand, I think this is this slide, yeah. But as customer service improves by one unit, rating actually decreases. I don't really know what that means yet. I don't know if your customer service gets better, but your rating of your provider goes down. Something is amiss. I don't know. And I searched the data. It's not because the cell size is small. Something else may be happening there. And there's nothing with product, meaning HMO versus PPO versus HMO POS. See, nothing significant there. Now, how are these ratings impacting your primary healthcare visits, non-emergency room visits? Is anything important? Well, your rating of your physician is important. As your rating of your physician increases by one unit, your physician visits increases by 0.9, which is interesting, as well as your rating of your healthcare. As that improves, increases by one unit, your non-emergency primary visits increases by 0.06. What I kind of understand and don't understand, I try to be a little liberal in my thinking, is this needed healthcare. If you're getting healthcare you need, and that increases by one unit, your physician visits are actually decreasing. I kind of understand. Maybe if you're getting the needed care, you don't go to your primary care, but where are you getting that care from, which is interesting, which the data doesn't allude. So that was a finding that I didn't think, the direction is not the direction I thought. But when you get care quickly, so if we get men in, and we get them in quickly, that will increase the likelihood that they will visit a provider in the future. So, increase the visit. So that was encouraging as well, just make sure certain they're in quickly. But nothing else. It's reducing any significant impact on primary healthcare visits, as well as product type. So overall, we can see that the processes from when some processes are important, but we don't know what this means as it relates to when black men report that they have ratings above 80 for most of their for the provider plan, et cetera. I really don't know what they mean. Really don't know what an 80 out of 100 means. But some things are important predictors of physician ratings, such as communication, which is a significant predictor, as well as rating the healthcare process and health plan. Other things that are important for overall rating of your that impacts primary healthcare visits are getting in quickly and your rating of your physician. So, your rating of your physician does have a significant impact on primary healthcare visits. Now, CAHPS has some limitations because these are all insured men, right? And we know that again, over 7 out of 10. Of us as black men are not are poor or near poor, so we can't make these generalizations, and we know there's response bias, could be response bias in CAHPS as well, which could cause this to be somewhat limitation, meaning that black tend to overinflate their perceptions of their health care. And what I do think we need more of, because National Institutes of Health, since I've been in academia since 2003, there's only been one call for funding as it relates specifically to African-American men. So there's no national agenda to improve the health of black men. There needs to be a national agenda. There needs to be more funding. So that, I think, is a pressing thing that is needed, and it's needed pretty quickly. And that's it.
Sorry. Let's give another round of applause for all of our panelists. We have a few minutes to field some questions, and so just the 90-second recap. So we had five very lively sessions, discussions, and presentations. The first was on health information and barriers and facilitators to behavior change, and so we heard about a study in Michigan, and we heard about the increased awareness and changes in behavior and system-level supports, and so we appreciated Katrina Ellis's presentation, but we also heard about the role that significant others play in influencing the messaging that goes to men. We followed by Dr. Bridges, who talked about his study and looking at the community of practice to fathers and caregivers of children with special needs. We heard about these ecological approach, but also the risk factors and the fact that men feel invisible and the stigmas that are associated with single fathers. In terms of his research, he talked about just pushing the messaging out and talking about the risks and benefits to community and the importance of that. We heard a very lively presentations from Project Brotherhood, so the tandem, so the the fellows representing Chicago. They talked about the survey that they administered with 200 respondents in the focus groups. Talked about knowledge, attitude, and beliefs around physical activity and nutrition. Talked about systemic barriers, dollars, transportation, food deserts. Talked about the influence of entertainers as educators. We heard the plug about the radio program a couple times. Also talked about the new definitions of social support networks and just the way that we define fathers. And lastly, we heard from Dr. Keith Elder, who talked about the consumer assessment of a health plan survey with the appropriate caveats. Even though there were over 10,000 in the sample, did talk about men's health care ratings, recognizing that this is a different cohort, but the take-home message being that the speed of getting care is very important and the likelihood to be assigned to a primary care provider and the likelihood for follow-up. But there are major policy implications about the studies that should be funded to look at the health behaviors of black men. That said, if we could just field a few questions from the audience, and then we'll call it a day. First, over here.
Caps addresses that as being, is physician courteous, does physician allow you to...